This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Interesting news. Wayne Stange, Attorney General of North Dakota, joining us on What's On Your Mind with us exclusive, with a scoop. Do you still have that breaking news theme, Todd? Todd found us a little breaking news theme. Do you remember we found some ridiculous thing because those news networks all seem to outdo themselves on the breaking news things. But anyway, we don't need any fancy-sounding, goofy... Dun-dun-dun. Was it you, Kevin, that found one, or was that Todd? Somebody found but we have
it. Wasn't me.
I'm fumbling
for it. I got it here someplace.
Do you remember it? What are you eating? Todd's eating something, I could tell.
How about this?
No.
Pretty breaking. No, you don't like that one?
No, that's the beginning
real.
Of it. The
yeah,
very beginning is okay.
Sounds more fake.
Yeah. Am I right? You're eating something, Todd? I can smell it a mile away. I'm very jealous. I'm starving. Right? You're eating an apple. Yeah. Where's mine? Todd gets all the good stuff. I tell you what.
You eat the junk food stuff. I eat apples.
There's fruit in the break room.
Todd is hoping folks will bring him baked goods. No, you aren't either. I forgot you're on the Spartan training program now. You can't do that. In fact, my friend from South Dakota...
Whatever you want to bring me. My good friends at Wagner's will probably have kookin, so...
Yeah, that's right. You always get food there. See? Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, kind of a big day with breaking news. Wayne Stenson, the Attorney General, telling us 38 and change. There is actually change. $1 million. Is that it?
No, this is what I had.
That sounds like some kind of a manic.
That sounds too real, too. We need something that sounds just incredibly fake.
To me, it's like over the top, dun-dun-dun, you know, yeah. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? The dun-dun-dun thing. But anyway, $38 million, they basically are demanding, hey, federal government, give us $38 million. Here's why. If you don't, we sue you. That's how it works. So what do you think of that? I think it's fantastic. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, locally at 258-0550. Here's some text. I should get to this because some of this is your reaction to this as well. This is just another frivolous and bogus lawsuit. The police were the ones that failed at the Dapple protests. They incited riots to justify their presence. $38 million? Can you post an itemized line of costs on your website? If you can't, then stop yapping. It's called transparency. Well, it's up, by the way, at the website right now. And listen, this text offends me to the core. I have to tell you. First of all, frivolous and bogus lawsuit, whatever. Okay, here's the really offensive one. The police were the ones that failed at the Dapple protest. They incited riots to justify their presence.
Really?
So, two things. One, the police didn't fail. They saved us. As Wayne said at the end of his comments there, shout out to law enforcement, nobody died. And they very easily could have. I had many people tell me from all over the country that, I mean, we're talking about law enforcement expertise of the highest level to say, if this event happens anywhere other than North Dakota, multiple people die. They were doing everything in their power and putting themselves at huge risk to prevent anybody from getting hurt. So that's offensive to me that you would say that. And incited the riots. How did they incite the riots exactly? I don't know who this is, man or woman. Call into the program. I'm not going to shout. I'm not going to holler. I just want to hear your rationale rather than a drive-by text saying police incited the riots. I want to have you explain that to me. If you're up to it and actually have words of meaning, dial 258-0550 this minute. 800-228-0550. My gosh. Here's another one critical of yours truly. It's an email. It came to the K-Fire website. I heard you promote the wind industry the other day, and my stomach turned. I so agree with you on most subjects, abortion and conservative politics, but this is something I cannot. I have a very difficult time believing that you would want to see our beautiful state littered and polluted with industrial turbines. I guess I don't see them as that. I have said before, I believe they puncture the landscape, if you will, more than an oil pump does or, you know, anything else. On the other hand, you could say a silo and a Quonset puncture the landscape too, right? But we need to eat. So I've always been an all-of-the-above solution. Whatever works, just go. Now, I wasn't a big fan of the production tax credit because that was a taxpayer subsidizing getting it going. They're phasing it out. It's going away. But, you know, these are jobs. This is money for those landowners that have those turbines. They get to decide, do I want it, do I not want it? So I don't know what's wrong with that. I really don't. Okay, this is Kirk in Mandan. Kirk, did you send us that text that I just read?
Absolutely not. In fact, I was going to say if there's a Medal of Honor or something comparable for Kyle Kirkmeyer, he deserves it for keeping his cool during that protest. And like you said, no one getting killed. I mean, that is way above and beyond what could have happened. People have no idea what they were going through down there. He deserves whatever medals available, and all of his men. It was just amazing.
You know, it's funny you say that, Kirk.
Nobody was killed.
It is amazing. You're right. It's funny you say that because I just saw Sheriff Kirkmeyer at the incident with the plane that went into. And the tragic loss of life in Morton County and the plane that landed in the water. Anyway, I saw him there, and you know, he was kind of. Down by the water, so obviously a little bit casual, but responding to it and talking to media. And I thought, now that's what Sheriff Kirkmeyer should be doing, right? I mean, sadly, there's a casualty there, but I mean, that's what a sheriff does. He's there in incidents. What he was doing there was like being in the middle of this once in a lifetime. And I also appreciate this about Sheriff Kirkmeyer. He wasn't too proud to say, I need all hands on deck, right? Colonel Gerhardt from the Highway Patrol, I need you. Yet, you know, Paul Laney, Sheriff Cascar, I need you. Bring in these guys from all over the country, I need you. Let's do this together. And then the command post they put up, and it was just phenomenal. So I couldn't agree with you anymore, Kirk. I'm 100% with you, and I'm glad you said it. Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. So where is Mr. Tough Guy saying that the police incited the riots to justify their presence? Waiting for that call on the phone. Come on. 800-228-0550. Call me. Where is this from? Another Todd text or Scott text? Can't even tell. This says, how do I go to the Mike Pence event? I talked about that last hour. So Mike Pence is coming into the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Don't know the details of how that's going to work. Congressman Kramer mentioned the last time he was on the air that there is a fundraiser. And Tom Campbell is actually leading, I believe, that he's chairing the fundraising for that. So if you want to know you're going to go and you want to donate, I would give Tom Campbell a call or send him an email. That is on Wednesday afternoon in Grand Forks. But I believe a little bit earlier, like late afternoon, but earlier in the afternoon, he arrives at the Air Force Base. We'll be at the Air Force Base to cover that. And I know he's coming to thank the men and women of the Grand Forks Air Force Base, just like he did in Minot. So I'm looking forward to that. But there is a fundraiser. So, again, if you're asking me, how do I go? If there's a public event, that'll be announced, and we will certainly promote that. If you really want to go and be part of a really small sort of exclusive group that meets the vice president and has a chance to visit with him in more of a reception fundraiser, I don't think they're going to have more than, I think they have a small, I think Tom told me, you know, maybe like 100 people there. If you like that, in other words, you get a chance to spend some time with the vice president. So do I have Tom's email? Tom at tricampbellfarms.com. Tom at try, and try is T-R-I for three brothers. T-R-I, CampbellFarms.com, or I'll just give you his number. Here's Tom Campbell's cell phone number. Just blame me. As long as you want to go to see Michael Pence, I don't think you'll mind. 701-520-2727. 701-520-2727. That's Tom Campbell, former candidate for the United States Senate. How about that? And the House race as well. Now part of the Kramer campaign team. So here's Michael in Grand Forks. Michael, did you send me that text?
No, Scott. I'm an old veteran, been around the world. And I know there this point of view show, but how many of those people ticketed were actually from North Dakota?
Well, I forget how many license plates were out of state, but they were 90% of the license plates that were around the protest area were out of state. So it's a very small percentage.
Yeah, and then so...
Hang on one sec, Michael. You can ask me the second question after the break. We're up against the clock here. Then Joe on the road. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here from What's On Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book, the book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thaleson Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thaleson's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thaleson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thaleson Story. You'll love it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Clean, beautiful coal. Isn't it a sight to behold, folks? Oh, my gosh. That's how I knew Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States, was going to be different than anything we ever even imagined. When he is when he talks about coal, he says, clean, beautiful coal. And every leftist liberal that you know donates to Heidi Heitkamp and calls her friend talks about it as dirty coal. You know, and I know Heidi, to be fair, is you know been pro coal, but she can't convince any of her friends to be pro-coal, right? It's the same old stuff. And here is the president of the United States, clean, beautiful coal. There's a whole history of clean, beautiful coal in North Dakota on the website of Secure Energy Future, the website we talk about a lot in this program where you can find out more about it. And even if you don't want to enter that debate about the technology and how the billions that have been invested are coming back now to make coal, clean, environmentally friendly, and bring us affordable, reliable energy. Just focus on those two things. Affordable, reliable energy. Man, alive, it's pretty amazing. So I was pretty close to coal country yesterday in Twin Buttes, so it was. It's always fun. Appreciate that very much. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Join the fun. Okay, so our Grand Forks caller must not have had any other questions because he's gone off. I still don't have. Maybe I should text this fella back, Todd. Do you think that would work? The guy we're waiting for?
Sure.
So let's see here. Okay, all right. So here it is. This is just another frivolous, bogus lawsuit. The police were the ones that failed at the DAPL protest. They incited riots to justify their presence. $38 million. Can you post an itemized line of costs on your website? Attorney General already did. Okay, so here we go. Please call. Is that nice enough, Todd? Am I being kind to someone I disagree with? There.
Please
call.
Kindly call.
Should I add kindly call? Okay, please kindly call so we can discuss 701-258-0550.
XOXOXO.
All right.
Heart, heart, heart.
The phone just rang, so this might be it. Joe, are you the guy?
Yeah.
You're the guy that sent me that text, Joe?
Oh, no, I didn't send you that text. I totally disagree with that dude.
You do? How come?
They owe us $38 million. That's the way I look at it. I think it's a win-win either way. If we lose it in court, then there's a precedent set that we can do anything we want on the Corps of Engineers land, right?
Wow. Great point. Great point. Fabulous point. What, why were the campers that are 1 foot over the line, 1 inch over the line, fine then, right?
Yeah, they're pretty hard on the, just the average Joe Blow guy that goes out there, but they let them get away with that. If they can do it, we can do it. That's the way I look at it.
It's a very good point on your part. Very good point.
I got one other point about your windmill deal. Person that brought that up, I'm in oil. I can deal with windmills. We do have to learn to go the other way. But the one thing I don't, and I do understand, I get my stomach turns when I hear Heidi on your radio, her ads. Okay, you guys got to pay the bills, right? That's why you got to do that. But what I don't understand, well, I do understand that North Dakota should be proud that we got the first Miss America ever. But, man, she's a bleeding heart liberal. You guys are a conservative radio station. And I don't think she's paying you to announce your show, is she?
Ooh, now you lost me. Are you talking about Kira Mund? Isn't the Miss America, or are you talking about Heidi Heitkamp?
Miss America.
Yeah, Miss America. No, I mean, she's a guest, right? She's a celebrity in North Dakota. And again, politically, you could disagree with her, but I don't think of Kira Mund as is she for Trump? Is she for not? Is she, Kevin Cramer for Heidi Heitkamp? I just don't. I just put that in a completely different camp. So she's a guest and is someone that's interesting. Not everybody, gets up every day and lives and breathes this stuff. So, they see that as a really neat thing and a human interest story. We don't do a lot of that here. We're doing more what's in the news. What politically do people want to know? But the rest of the programs, that's of interest to many people. So as far as the Heidi ads, we don't have any choice, but we wouldn't resist it. I mean, I'm glad. Now, what's funny is, for instance, our station in Fargo, she's on the air, but she won't be on the air here on anything that we receive revenue for. She does it through networks. And she initially said, remember, Todd, when she said, what's on your mind, and at K-Fire Cafe, and you really did all these exemptions where they were going to spend money all the way around. It's just really petty. I mean, they're just really, really petty about it. But we can't refuse it, nor would we. That's called commerce. We need advertisers.
Well, you have to walk that back because one by one, you pretty much eliminate yourself from the entire radio station, and you can't afford to do that running a campaign.
Here's the deal that's more offensive to me. This is, K-Fire is the most listened to radio station in the state by far. Okay? Then you add in our AM 1100, the flag, KTCO, KLTC. There's not a corner from western Minnesota all the way through into Montana, South Dakota, down to Nebraska, into Canada, that where this program's not heard. Okay? And it is far and away more listeners than any other program on the air in North Dakota. Okay? Including the one that a relative hosts of hers. And she disses you. She disses the listeners. I mean, we got 400 requests that we've asked for, you know, come on the program. No, 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 no. It's constantly no. Won't do it. And it isn't us she's dissing. It's you. She doesn't like conservative, you know, informed callers that ask tough questions. She's dodging. She's hiding from it. That's what's happening.
Yeah, hidey-hidey. Anyways, I hope she, I hear more of her ads in a way, because she's out there spending money, and she's on a losing cause, I hope. And I can't believe the state will reelect her.
Well, you know, it is July 20th today, and there is not a lot of time before, you know, voting actually begins. And I have a friend of mine who used to be in the oil and gas industry, is now retired, and he's battling a health situation right now. He could just be on a beach. He's done very well. He could relax. He could be with his wife and his kids and grandkids. And you know what? He's consumed with making sure that Heidi Heitkamp is defeated. And why? Because he loves the Constitution. He reveres the Constitution. He knows it backwards and forwards. It's not about petty this, I like this, I don't like that. In this particular legislation, he voted right, she voted wrong. It is literally the Constitution and the fact that even if you buy all what she's trying to sell in those phony ads and the things they're doing, that you know she'll be fighting for North Dakota, okay? She's still going to go there and vote for Chuck Schumer as Senate Majority Leader. And everything we believe about the Constitution is under threat as long as Chuck Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader in the United States Senate. And so I'm just amazed at the passion. So, Joe, in my mind, when you say, I hope, I know you got to make a living. We all do. I think it's the answer lies in the balance of how much people are willing to give of their time, treasure, talent to say, I want to be part of something. I want to make sure. I want to look back the day after Election Day and said, I did everything possible in my power to make sure Chuck Schumer isn't Majority Leader and Heidi Heitkamp is in Senate. That's the kind of level of passion that has to come from real people. And I see it every day. Every day in texts, in calls, in emails, and one-on-one when I'm out there as I was in Twin Buttes and Granora and Newtown this week and Stanley and Tioga. It's incredible the amount of passion out there. So just find that spot where you can help. And that's where I think you won't be let down, Joe.
All right. Sounds good to me. I'm doing all I can. It's hard to talk to liberals, but I keep doing it anyway.
Yeah, I don't think it's liberals. I think liberals know a liberal when they see one they're going to vote for, but I think it's that middle that not necessarily paying a lot of attention that you can make a difference with, Joe. Appreciate you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Waiting for the call from the cop hater.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota, this message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now expressing his condolences over the duck boat tragedy on a lake in Missouri last evening.
In a tweet this morning, the president says, such a tragedy, such a great loss. At least 13 people confirmed dead, several others still missing, after that amphibious vehicle goes under on Table Rock Lake during a wind-whipped thunderstorm last evening. In Iowa, authorities say it's miraculous that nobody died as 27 tornadoes swept across the central part of the state yesterday.
Oh, my God. Honey, get inside. They just went to house.
Wow.
That from a video posted online by a man who watched as his neighborhood was flattened, cars flipped over, dozens of people were injured, but again, luckily, no one was killed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I got a response, Todd, on the question here.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, texted Mr. Tough Guy here who says the cops incited all the riots to justify their presence. I don't. I'm just assuming, so I don't know. I could be wrong. Yeah. They got a call for me to figure it out. I said, so please call so we can kindly call so we can discuss, as you suggested. Okay. Sends me a bunch of leaks to stories from The Nation, which is where you should not get your news unless you want to be sorely misinformed and very angry most of your life. You then read The Nation. Otherwise, forget it. He said, there's your proof. I don't need to talk to you because your mind's made up. Look at both sides. Police officers have a very stressful and important job, but they're not without feeling and mistakes.
Does this person own a mirror by chance? Speaking of minds made up.
So I said, try me. You can convince the listeners and I'll listen. Just asking you to back up your statements. Come on. Be a man or a woman. call that came in during the break on the lawsuit issue has a good idea here.
When this lawsuit goes in, is the federal government going to sue George Soros then for the reimbursement of funds? Because it's proven that he was the one that set up or had something to do with it to get those people in there. It's just a question. I mean, he caused the damage. He should pay for it.
Yeah, he and many others, of course, funding, you know, Greenpeace and the Sierra Club and all those organizations. And first of all, I think the state should. I'd be all for that. But the Dakota Access Pipeline developer, Energy Transfer Partners, you may remember we had Kelsey Warren on the program, the president and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, telling us about the lawsuit that they filed against Greenpeace and the others for exactly that thing, going to the source of the funding for all the protests. Folks, you know, we may end up with I guess some retribution would be the word I would use. Some facts are coming forward through all this before we're done. I really think that's legitimately possible. No doubt about it. Let's see. Karen in Fargo, and then I've got to get to the Lieutenant Governor, Brent Sanford, who we caught up yesterday at Cookfest. And we're going to do that in a moment as well. And a few others. We have, I wanted to talk to Cody Spotted Bear, too. So we'll see if we can squeeze all those in before the end of the hour. Karen in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I think that Heidi Heitkamp is going to vote for Judge
Kavanaugh, because in order to fill that ninth judge spot, she's going to have to vote for a judge that President Trump presents.
You're probably right, Karen, because I said that my line was, I think if President Trump had nominated Elmer Fudd, Homer Simpson, or SpongeBob SquarePants, I think was the other one, she would vote for that person for the following reason, Karen. Political survival. Now, if she doesn't, she's went all in with the hard left. That'll be hard to defend to see if they can bring enough folks her way. One thing to watch for in my mind, if she is appointed to the conference committee today for the things, she's got to do Me Too on that now, because Congressman Kevin Cramer is one of the House conferees. Senator Hoeven is high up in the Ag Committee, so he'll likely be on. So if she gets on, too, as Senator Schumer's pick, you can be sure it's how will you be voting on Mr. Kavanaugh? So that's my only caveat.
Well,
the whole Farm Bill thing has thrown off my prediction on that. But otherwise, she has to, Karen. She absolutely has to.
I believe that President Trump talked to her as one of the ones he spoke to when he picked Judge Kavanaugh. And
now, he actually invited her to the White House for the announcement, and she declined. Miss, I work well with President Trump, so that was interesting. And there were a number of senators there, Democrat and Republican, who were, you know, hearing about the selection. So she, I don't know what that was all about. But, I mean, clearly they're courting her. They're courting everybody. They want the vote, but that isn't. Her vote has nothing to do with whether they want her to vote for it or not. It has everything to do with her political fortunes. And look, I mean, this race, just so you know, folks, people that are in the know that do this for a living will tell you Heidi Heitkamp is in a world of hurt right now. I mean, she's not doing well in the polls at all. She spent a lot of money and gone down, not up from this thing.
Is not Popeye. He is an excellent judge, and I believe that she will vote for him.
I'm with you, Karen. I'm agreeing with you. I'm just telling you why she's going to vote for him. But I couldn't agree with you anymore. He's a great judge. Appreciate your call. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, we caught up with last night. He's been a busy guy. Wanted to check in on a number of things, including the Cook Fest, but also just the upcoming legislative session and much more. So let's get that for you.
I haven't actually, Scott. I've been just short of here on the lake, looking up the hill.
Is that right? Without that bridge, it's kind of tough to get here now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a ways to go around.
I have not been here before either, and I'm just amazed. This is a neat little community. Compared to the Cook Fest and Mandaree, and they were very hospitable. It was a lot of fun, but a lot of challenges there that you don't see here. They really got it going, don't they?
Yeah, and the councilman Corey Spottinger does a great job for the community. They've got a community center coming. It's going to be a really large basketball court, community center for all the people, and it's a good thing. Very, very youth minded. When I talk to Corey, he's talking about youth programs and such, and doing well with the oil tax distributions they're receiving down here.
Chairman Mark Fox introduced you today to the crowd. He said some very kind things about the amount of time that he's had with you and Governor Burgum. How are things going there?
Yeah, it's great. This is what we're trying to preach, is unity in this deal. We're trying to level the playing field economically and regulatory-wise for the investors in this oil patch up here. I mean, we're getting pretty comfortable as far as the state with the fact that these oil companies are here to stay, and innovation, not regulation, work. They're taking care of the environment. They're here to be stewards of the land, as are we as locals from West North Dakota. And it's something where there's challenges being on the reservation. There's so much more federal permitting challenges and such. And so the governor and I are just trying to work with government-to-government consultation with the tribal council, with their reps that work on the energy side, and try to team up with the energy reps on the state side and make sure that we're tackling these challenges that the feds put in our way together.
So you hear a lot of people talk about the legislative session already, which, of course, December organizing session, and they get going in January. As a look ahead, knowing what you know over this last year and a half so far, what do you see as the key policies for the administration going into the session?
Well, with there's things that are coming up as we get closer to the session, and one of them is how, what's that budget going to look like? Are people going to have, are we going to have to take cuts again, or are we going to be able to fund what we need? And, you know, so the first blush coming out with a 10% budget recommendation for a reduction is because the revenues aren't that far ahead of where we were before. But the other piece of that is oil revenues are quite a bit ahead, and the way that we budget for them, having only a set amount and then it's capped off, the rest of it going into these savings accounts, basically the buckets, if you will, the general fund doesn't look that great. So then you get into conversations about if there is a buildup in strategic incentive investment fund, if, you know, is there what are the needs for that? So there's a lot of conversation. I'm making sure that the needs are met with the budget that's there. But also, you know, what do we do with some of these new initiatives from last time? Like we set up a DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality. Are they going to need to have an increased level of service with all the more oil activity that's happening now? You know, what needs does Dave Blatt and DEQ have? What needs do we have in the takeover of county social services funding, where the state's actually going to pay for the county, the social services that are dictated by the federal and state level that are delivered at the county level? What is that? Where does that funding come from? What challenges do we have on delivering that with the state funding and the services locally? It's a lot of challenging issues. In addition to the justice reinvention, there was an intention for a lot more money to go to that, to moving dollars upstream from correction and reactive behavior into more proactive behavior and treating the addiction and treating those behaviors at the source before we get into corrections and halfway houses and such. So, and there's a lot of great topics. It's just going to depend on funding and priorities, like always.
I can't talk to an employer that isn't concerned about securing and retaining and tackling the workforce issue. I know that you guys have done this big survey with GNDC and got a big workforce event coming up.
Yep.
And obviously are talking a lot about this issue. Just 30,000 foot view, where do you think we're going to sort of reinvent this?
Well, if you look at the governor's initiative, the Main Street initiative, and the education reinvention, right in the wheelhouse of this workforce challenge, we know that's the number one concern for employers around this state. And also for the small towns, the Main Street initiative is, what do we have to do to be able to attract these employees? And we lived it in the West. I've given a couple speeches lately where it's like we had to focus on the fact that infrastructure is not just streets, curb, and gutter. It's also those community facilities, those community gathering points, that unique retail experience that doesn't matter whether it's an online world we live in today with Amazon Prime or not. What do people want to come and live in your community? So workforce is a big initiative for us. I can tell you the Workforce Development Council, they've got a tough job because every administration tries to do something about jobs and workforce. So let's do it right. Let's gather all the resources we spend on CTE, continuing tech, career tech ed, on all these different pieces of K-12 and higher ed funding that are related to workforce training. There's a lot of disjointed programs. We've got to gather it all together, spend it the most efficient way and the most effective, so actually fill jobs and train up these high school students that are graduating. Also, try to retain some of those college kids that are here going to college from out of state. It's not an easy job, but we've got to try to do the best we can.
Before we let you go, you're here today at CookFest. You've been to many of these before as well, and of course it's the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Energy of North Dakota's effort to say thanks to the communities for the impact that they do have that they're in, and also just to inform people, treat people nice. I mean, how important do you think something like this is?
Well, it's a great thing for community outreach, and then what happens is citizens, you know, they have goodwill to the oil companies that are feeding them and putting on an event like this, but also they get to see how many of their friends and neighbors work in the industry. But without these jobs, I don't know where we'd be in West North Dakota right now, besides the income. We just had one of the presenters mention, my mineral acres are just over here to the west. I mean, this is something where, talk about a blessing to have jobs for your kids to be able to stay home and come back home, and also some income for the landowner, for the people that have been here their whole lives. It's been hand to mouth, and now there's income with the blessings that energy development has brought.
Thanks, Brent.
Thank you, Scott.
The lieutenant governor of our great state, of course, that was Brent Sanford. A little hard to hear. Apologize for that. You know, they had ND-22 playing about 10 feet from us. And so that was blaring in the background. I don't know, it kind of got a little muffled but out there in the wind or something. But good information, good stuff for sure. Others as well. I want to check in with Brent Lonas from Hess when we come back. And also... let's see here. We got to do Corey Spotted Bear. I'm not going to get to all of them that I wanted to get to today because I have so many that were just fantastic. Chairman Mark Fox. We're going to use that next week on Monday because that was more of a broad conversation about energy development, you know, on MHA Nation and the interaction with the state and where this is going and the possibilities and you know, the things they're doing with that throughout the entire MHA Nation. So we're going to do that on Monday too. So anyway, quick. quick break. Back with more. Four more confirmed dead in Missouri in that duck boat accident. Now 17 dead. That's a sad deal. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBullGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim at IndieBlackBullGuy.com. And thank you.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Cookfest yesterday. Thank you, Twin Buttes, and thank you to our sponsors, including our good friends from Hess. Brent Lonas is the general manager for Hess of North Dakota. We talked to him a little bit about just why they do this.
We get a lot of good engagement with the community, and it's fun to see the kids come out and interface with them.
What kind of things do people want to talk about? What do they come to chat about?
Well, mostly it's just find out about what our development plans are, what we're kind of doing, what we're thinking, and really just to get to know the operators in the area where they live.
And, of course, Hess has been doing what you've been doing in North Dakota for a long darn time.
Oh, since 1951 we've been operating here, and we've been supporting Cook Fest for 10 years since it started.
And what does the future look like? What's kind of on the drawing board?
Well, right now the future is really bright for us. Oil prices are up, and, you know, we're adding a rig right now. The fifth rig is on board now. We're adding a sixth rig later on this year in the October time frame. So we're increasing our spend here in North Dakota, and we plan to drill even more wells.
Pretty amazing. I have more from Brandon in a minute. They did a really neat thing for Watford City. The folks from Enbridge, too, going through a DAPL-like event only created by the government of Minnesota with the Line 3 thing. I can't even believe it. But they're great community partners, too. They really are great. And we had a new sponsor this time and a new company. It was fun to learn about them. Goodnight Midstream. And there is some really good leadership in that company. I asked Steve Storenson, who does the business development, just, you know, what do you guys do?
We're in the saltwater disposal business and also the saltwater gathering business. Essentially, we're the largest third-party disposal company in the Bakken. We have plenty of saltwater disposal wells. We've got hundreds of miles of pipe in the ground. We're just trying to do our best to serve our customers and also be good stewards of the land in North Dakota and of the people here as well, trying to get the trucks off the road and get some pipe in the ground where it's a lot safer and a lot better for our communities.
Pretty neat. Goodnight Midstream. Good bunch of folks. Bob's driving a truck, has a comment. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Great. I have a little different take on whether Heidi votes for Kavanaugh or not. I think it all depends on polling. If the race is close and she has something to gain, she'll vote to confirm. If the race is blown away by either candidate, she'll vote no because she has nothing to gain by voting to confirm.
Yeah, and, you know, I just think there's any question. The race is, you know, first of all, everybody ought to consider the race close. There is polling, significant polling, public polling, you know, after $1 million trying to, you know, tear down Congressman Kramer, she lost 2 points. So the millions just were wasted into vapor. But those are polls now, and it's July, and people aren't necessarily paying attention. So I just think this race is going to be close. Politically, I just think there's no way she can vote against Brett Kavanaugh and sell it in North Dakota. I really don't.
And I'm going to disagree with you and say only if she has something to gain, if the race is close, she'll vote to confirm. Because if she has nothing to gain, she will vote no and vote the party line.
Yeah, I don't think it's, you know, it'll be calculated, whatever it is. That's the thing with the Heitkamp campaign. I mean, look, every campaign is calculated. They're looking at polling. They're deciding, how do we go? What do we? They have to. I get that. But they put it on steroids. And you know, the tactics they use in this, extracting, I won't say what organization, but I'm aware of an organization that was, wanted Heidi Heitkamp to speak, okay? And this is an organization that she's helped, and an advocacy organization, and they invited her to come speak to a meeting. And she said, well, why don't you guys do a fundraiser? And they said, well, we just don't do fundraisers. They said, we're not coming then. So, I mean, it's not like serve North Dakota anyway. We can serve North Dakota. Show me the money or get out of the way. Hey, Mr. Mayor, if you don't endorse me, boy, I don't know. You know, I don't know if we're going to be for that project. You know, I know you need our help on this one. And that's the latest desperation attempt. So you're right. You're right, Bob. That vote will be calculated and will come reading the tea leaves. You're right there. No doubt about it. We didn't get to everybody I wanted to get to today, and I do apologize for that. But we will, for this, we didn't have a great audio connection, sort of like our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Sanford with Corey Spotted Bear. And I really want you to hear this. So I'm going to call Corey and see if we can have him on live on Monday. So look forward to that. I told you about Watford City and what Hess was doing up there. Here's Brent Lonis for more on that.
Yeah, so we the day after the tornado, we reached out to Watford City and asked them how we could help. We really wanted to do something, but we just didn't know what to do. At that time, they were still dealing with the incident. Carolyn Jaffe, the emergency management coordinator, said, you know, let us call you back in about 48 hours. So they did. They called us back, and they said, you know, the one thing that we need is beds. And so we said, no problem. We'll provide the beds. And so we provided 70 beds, 50 full-size beds, 20 twin beds, and along with the frames, the beddings, the pillows, everything that they need. So hopefully, although it's a small donation, will help those that were displaced from the tornado, help them get a comfortable night's sleep, and help them get back on their feet.
Great give back, Mass. That's wonderful. Fantastic. Well, before we let you go, anything else you want to tell us about what you want folks to know about Hess and what you're doing in North Dakota?
Well, we've operated here, Scott, since 1951. We've been here a long time. This is our crown jewel. North Dakota is the crown jewel for the Hess operations, and we plan to operate here for many, many more years to come.
Brent Lonas, General Manager for Hess North Dakota. Thanks, Hess. Thanks, Enbridge. Thanks, Goodnight Midstream, for taking us out west for a couple of days of just absolute awesome beauty. Here's another texter. When you talk to Stengem next time, ask if private citizens can join the lawsuit to reclaim some of the losses incurred by ranchers and farmers due to the protesters. Yeah, we're not going to forget you guys either. My gosh, was it hard to do business. See you Monday. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.